cash-fed cattle trade continued at $106 in the Southern Plains on Wednesday. Recent indexes point to the significant rebound of domestic retail beef demand as supply recovered from pandemic disruptions. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmore with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 20th of August. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade on Wednesday continued steady with the previous day in the Southern Plains at $106 a hundredweight. That's $2 higher than last week. Cattle futures drifted mostly higher with continued support from the positive cash outlook and climbing wholesale beef values. Live cattle futures closed an average of 50 cents higher, except for an average of 19 cents lower in two contracts. Feeder cattle futures closed mixed but mostly higher, from an average of 37 cents higher across the front five contracts to an average of 22 cents lower. The monthly cattle on feed report is due out on Friday. Early estimates run about even for year-over-year marketings in July, as well as for the August 1st on-feed inventory. However, analysts see July placements being up about 6%. Choice boxed beef cutout value is $2.18 higher Wednesday afternoon at $223.04 a hundredweight. Select was a dollar higher at $205.65. Corn futures closed mostly a penny lower. Soybean futures closed fractionally mixed through March of 22 and then 1 to 3 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle sold mainly steady to higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold $2 to $5 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma, while feeder heifers traded steady. A day earlier, steer and heifer calves sold fully steady. There were 5,774 head on offer. At Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, heifers weighing 700 to 750, 800 to 850, and 950 to 1,000 pounds sold steady to $2 higher. There was no trend for steers, and there were 1,935 head on offer. Feeder steers weighing 600 to 900 pounds sold $1 to $4 higher at Winter Livestock in Dodge City with 1,782 head on hand. Feeder heifers weighing 550 to 750 sold $1 to $3 higher with lower undertones at lighter weights and a narrow test. Finally, compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing more than 550 pounds sold steady to $4 higher at St. Joseph's Stockyards in Missouri. Higher undertones were noted for steers weighing less than 550 pounds. Heifers weighing more than 450 pounds sold steady to $5 higher. There were 1,155 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower on Wednesday. Pressure included the somber economic outlook and the Federal Open Markets Committee minutes from late July and published on Wednesday. According to the minutes, participants noted the path of the economy would depend significantly on the course of the virus and that the ongoing public health crisis would weigh heavily on economic activity, employment, and inflation in the near term and posed considerable risks to the economic outlook over the medium term. Further, the minutes explain, the staff still judged that a more pessimistic projection was no less plausible than the baseline forecast. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 85 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 14 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 64 points. Domestic beef demand recovered significantly in June from pandemic disruptions, according to the most recent domestic demand indexes maintained by Kansas State University. The Choice Retail Beef Demand Index was 98.87 in June, which was 34.85% more than the previous month and 29.23% more than the previous year. The All Fresh Retail Beef Demand Index was 40.98% higher month to month and 34.22% more than the previous year. By way of comparison, the Retail Pork Demand Index was 84% higher than the previous month and 18% more year over year. And the Retail Chicken Demand Index was 12.7% more than in May and 9.7% more than in 2019. That's your cattle current market update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 20th of August. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.